Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was stolen from you, or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this is about 19, 20 years ago. It wasn't myself. I guess I'm an accomplice on part of it, but my friends had noticed that the neighbor had left their garage door open and went out of town. And they had multiple quads and dirt bikes. And so they decided one night to take two of my friends. They took a dirt bike and a quad. And we rallied the crap out of them. And then we noticed that there was signs posted for reward if it was returned. Well, one of my friends sold the dirt bike, and then after we rallied the quad and it got rolled a couple times and everything, I put it in the back of my truck and we returned it and got a $300 reward.
Jesus.
Like, I didn't do it. I was an accomplice.
Where did you tell
them? You sounded very involved in
this. Yeah, where did you tell them you found the quad?
We told him it was in the woods. This is up in Bonnie Lake, and
You know, I mean, that's why you don't leave your garage door open, right? And it's like nobody wants to be robbed, but the expectation of being robbed is so high and such a regular thing that if you said, "I left my garage door open when I went on vacation," what would everyone tell you? You're an idiot. You're a fool. Of course they're going to steal. So you always say, man, no one should steal. But we know damn well they're going to. That's why you have a lock on your door. Yeah. That's why you freak out like, oh, my God, did we lock the door? And look, if you want to kick open a door, it's as easy as kicking open a door. But somehow if it's unlocked, my wife was met about a week ago. She's like, you left the kitchen door unlocked all night. I'm like, I didn't think about it. Well, over the summer, where we're in and out of the garage more. I woke up one morning, opened the door. No one took anything, but the garage door was wide open, and you kind of have that, let me do a quick inventory, because I'm like, you're inviting people to grab all of your crap because I left it wide open when clearly we're asleep.
What? I mean, look, I still live in an apartment building. It happened to me a few weeks ago.
What's that?
Just, I came home from the grocery store and just had my hands full, so I just didn't put my deadbolt on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was sitting on my couch, and I could hear people right outside my door, and I was like, yeah, it must be my neighbors. And the door opened, two women with cakes and balloons came in, and I was like, hey! And they're like, I think we're in the wrong house. And I was like, you are? And they were like, but it seems pretty close to here. And I just did a quick little thing, and I was like, are you guys from Atria originally? And
they
were
Atria,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, just here, walk out my slider. You want to be next door.
Go out my slider, let's catch it.
At least they ate cakes and balloons, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
How about you can stay if you want?
What was stolen from you, or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hang out for a while.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just know my neighbors to the right. They were just a building off, but I know they're from there. I had talked to them before. They used to live in Texas, so they call it football. So I was just like, you want to hang out with them.
You ladies like soccer?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to hang out with me and Carol and Frank that live next to me.